Story 60. Hammer Blows. Daniel had a unique gift. He was the only person who could see everyone's hammer of truth. At first he couldn't work out what that big lump of steel was, hanging over everyone's head. But, with time, he realized that it was connected to the little white lies people would say to avoid hurting or annoying others. Daniel saw that each time anyone told a person one of those little white lies, the hammer above the person's head would rise slightly. The more deceived someone was, the further above their head was the hammer. Initially, Daniel was amused to see some of the hammers hanging really high above, but then he discovered that the hammers always fall at some point. When the person discovered the truth, down it would fall. "It's strange," he thought, seeing a hammer crash down onto an unsuspecting head. "Everyone tries to keep this person from suffering, but all they're doing is taking a run up to make sure the blow lands all the heavier." The discovery seemed so important to Daniel that he wrote a great book about the subject. Everyone told him how much they had enjoyed reading it, and what a good writer he was. He did interviews, and began to give conferences. Daniel felt good about helping out so many people. That was, until one day someone asked him to sign a copy of his book. Daniel opened the book, and saw that it was empty. He only had time to quickly glance upwards before the great hammer blow fell. No one had read the book. A printing error meant the book had been produced with no writing on the pages. With all his dreams and illusions destroyed by that one hammer blow, Daniel sat and managed to smile. Without doubt, what he had needed was a book like his very own.